the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. One of the goals of fasting is to attain God's proximity, but this does not mean to be isolated from the society. As a matter of fact, fasting has both individual and social impacts. According to the statistics of relevant organizations, the rate of social crimes decreases notably in all Islamic countries during the blessed month of Ramadan. Thus, Ramadan makes an appropriate ground for shunning immoralities. A cursory look at Muslim societies in Ramadan shows that there is a public tendency toward doing certain acts and refraining from others. Muslims in this month are inclined more than ever to help the needy and the poor. Many of them try to solve financial problems of orphans. Indeed, fasting strengthens the sense of sympathy with those people who are in problem and need in one way or another. It makes us heedful of the deprived strata. Although for the second consecutive year, people avoid gatherings and adhere to health protocols like social distancing, the hearts of people has come closer to each other. Everyone tries to have a share in assisting others. A fasting person who wants to travel, if he leaves his city after the azan or call for prayer of midday ritual obligatory prayer, his fast is correct. But if he leaves the city before the azan, provided that he goes as far as 22.5 kilometers away, his fast is nullified. This is called religious distance. So he should break his fast and he can compensate for this day later on. Thus, if he travels a shorter distance, his fast is correct. The distance is reckoned from the last building of the city. Well, dear listeners, we are approaching the final days of the blessed month of Ramadan. If you remember, we had said that the night of Qadr is the time of determination of all events of 1 year for every individual. It is the night when the fate of the world and human community is determined. That's why some of the great ulama used to keep vigil all of the nights of the year in order to achieve the bounties and blessings of this unmatched night. If you recall, it was said that the eve of the 27th of Ramadan is considered by some ulama, especially Sunni brothers, as the night of Qadr. Interestingly, the supplication for the 27th day of Ramadan reads, O God, grant me on this day the virtue of the night of Qadr, and turn my affairs in it from hardship to ease, and accept my excuses, and remove from me sins and loads of evil deeds, O kind to his righteous servants. Late Ayatollah Ahmad Mojtahedi Tehrani briefly explained this supplication, saying, according to the first part of this supplication, some people believe that perhaps the eve of the 27th of Ramadan is the night of Qadr. Shias believe that most probably the 23rd is the night of Qadr, while the Sunni brothers believe it is the 27th. In the second part, we ask God to change our hardships to ease and then we go to God and apologize for what we have done. If a child apologizes before his father, the father will be kind to him. This is while God is much kinder than parents, and we surely forgive.
Thank you.
Now let us recite together the special supplication of this night. O expander of the shade, while you would fix it if you want it, and made the sun as its cause, then captured it easily. O owner of generosity and nobility and grandeur and bounties, there is no God except you, knower of the hidden and the manifest, the compassionate, the merciful. There is no God except you. O all holy, O all benign, O securer, O all conserver, O almighty, O all compeller, O all magnanimous, O God, O creator, O maker, O shaper, O God, O God, O God. The best names, the loftiest parables, and grandeur and bounties belong to you. I ask you to bless Muhammad and his progeny and place my name on this night among the successful, and my spirit with the martyrs, and my good deed at the highest point of paradise, and my evil deeds forgiven. And I plead to you to grant me certitude which accompanies with my heart and faith, which takes doubt away from me, and make me satisfied with what you have distributed for me, and give us good in the world and good in the hereafter, and guard us against the punishment of burning fire, and give me a sustenance on this night your remembrance and your gratitude and enthusiasm toward you, and returning to you and assisting me in what you have assisted Muhammad and progeny of Muhammad. Greetings to him and them.